Before I begin, allow me to ask you a few questions. They're easy ones. Is that okay? Yeah? All right. Would you tell me who was the mother of Winston Churchill? Easy one. Mrs. Churchill, that's right one. Can't go wrong with that. She was American. Okay. I didn't know that as well. I had to Google it anyway. But Jenny Spencer Churchill, that was the name. Well, who can tell me, can someone tell me who was the mother of Mahatma Gandhi? Okay. Her name was Putlibai Gandhi. Okay. And this must be, you know, who was mother of Martin Luther King Jr.? Alberta Christine Williams King. And okay, the easy one, who was the mother of Moses? Ellie White Woman. All right. Okay. Jochebed is her name. The point I was trying to make, and it's worked very well, actually. The point I was trying to make it here was that most of the mothers are not known. Most of the mothers are not known, but we know their famous children. Our reading this morning, we read from Exodus chapter 2. And this tells the story of a mother. It is one of those readings that we take as being a very great story, very exciting and action-packed story. Many people read it almost as a fairy tale. And it is only get pulled out of the bag on such a special occasions as Mother's Day. But like all other scriptures, when we dig a little bit deeper in the story, we see a profound teaching. A teaching about the value of children and our responsibility to nurture them into a sense of God's destiny for them. In our readings, the names of Moses' parents are not given. Verse 1 says, "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi." To find out their names, we have to go to Exodus chapter 6, or they can be found on Numbers chapter 26. Moses, the father name was Amram, and mother was Jochebed. They had a daughter named Miriam, then they had another son, Aaron, and the third child was born. Well, we all know his name was Moses. We all know the story of Israel, story of Joseph very well. Joseph came into Egypt. Then, after several years, his brothers followed them. And as they dwelled in the land of Egypt, God blessed them. They multiplied and they grew and became stronger. And many years later, the king who did not know Joseph very well came in power. And when he looked at these Hebrews, he was threatened. He got scared. He started thinking, well, these people, if they rebel against me, is it going to be a big trouble for me? What happens if they join my enemies? And he was troubled. And out of his fear, he gave an order to kill all Hebrew male babies. And this was a king's order. And disobeying his order meant risking life. The mother of Moses took all the risk and hid him for 3 months. She knew what could be the consequences of doing this, but she preferred. She took courage and hid this baby for more than 3 months. When Paul describes her act, Paul says that was an act of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, Paul writes about that. And he says, by faith, Moses was hidden by his parents for 3 months after his birth. Jochebed did everything possible to protect this child. And not only her, but all those who were around her supported her in this. I'm sure her father was in it. I'm sure his other siblings were in it. I'm sure his extended family was in it. The whole community knew he was born, and they all supported Jochebed in hiding Moses for 3 months. Their act of support, those who were around her, around Moses' mother, teaches us that we all, those who are at St. Stephen's, need to support our mothers in rearing their children and play our part in taking spiritual responsibilities for our children. The African proverb is rightly says, it takes a village to raise a child. And this supporting and nurturing is not just limited to children. We need to provide the same kind of support and protection to all new believers. Mothering, loving, caring, and nurturing is something all we Christians need to do all the time. In verse 3, we read from Exodus chapter 2, where we see Moses could not be hidden for long. So Jochebed got a papyrus basket, put the child in it, and hid it in the reeds of the Nile. Two things we can see here which relates motherhood to Christian faith. Firstly, Jochebed realizes her limitation in the care she is offering here and needed to let this child go. She wasn't abandoning this child, but she was trusting God and his protection. She was the woman of faith. She had recognized her child as a child of destiny. She knew that God would watch over her precious child. River Nile is not a gently flowing river. It is a dangerous and fast flowing river, infested with the huge crocodiles, and dangers of the river currents are ever present. And all those who older children have parents, those who have older children have gone through this painful process, letting our children go. You know, we look after them around more than 20 years, and after 20 years, more than 20 years of nurturing, caring, and providing, the day comes and when our children and the children go out of our door, and then they go into this world. It is a sad experience for parents. But we know that we are not abandoning them, but we are letting them go in this world. And we trust in God, and we believe that God will watch over them. It really hurts to let go, but that is part of parenting. I do watch quite a few wildlife shows. I like Discovery Channel, National Geography. And I have seen a few birds. What they do is that when their chicks are ready to fly, but they're hesitating to take their first step, you know, they intentionally push them out of the cliff, you know. And then that is such a huge cliff. It to watch that, it is very fearful, you know, but they do it. And hoping and trusting that they will spread their wings and then will go on, you know, doing what they will do the rest of their life. And that's what exactly I think happens when we let our children go. Our children are men and women of destiny, and we need to let them go and trust God in God for them. The second lesson we can see here that Jochebed puts Moses into papyrus basket. The Hebrew word that is used for this basket is tebah. means box, a container. And it is the same Hebrew word is used in Genesis to describe Noah's ark. Just as the ark would carry the people of God and the animals through the tides and currents of water, so does Moses' basket would carry him through the tides and currents of this river. The Teba of God, whether an ark or a basket, protects the children of God and helps them to grow into their destiny. Christian mothers and parents have to have a courage and faith to place our children in the Teba of God. And what is this Teba for us? What it can be for us than Jesus? Jesus is the Teba of God, in whom, through whom, and with whom God protects, sustains, and redeems his children. As the story of Moses progresses, the baby is taken by Pharaoh's daughter. Another act, brave act, in the light of her own father's proclamation. And then, as she picks up the child, Miriam comes in the picture. She comes quickly and offers that, could I get a maid for this child? And she manages to bring his own mother to care for Moses. We see another brave act committed by a young girl. Now hang on for some time. Have you noted the exalted role of a woman in this story? First, we heard about Jochebed, a mother, a brave mother who goes against king's order, with faith hides her child. Then we see another brave woman, a daughter of same father who has given orders, takes the child, and a young girl, Miriam, who comes forward bravely, intervenes, and brings this child's own mother back. Jochebed, Pharaoh's daughter, and Miriam are all brave, courageous, and faithful women through whose actions God brings deliverance of his people. We know the phrase very well. We say that behind every successful man, there is a woman. It's a famous, isn't it? But this is not politically correct in today's world. It was okay in the 1960s and 70s. Well, but in this picture, we see that Moses had three women behind him. He had three women behind him. No wonder he became so successful. And here is the beautiful postscript of the story that means so much to us on Mother's Day. Jochebed, who had let her child go in faith, eventually got her child back to her. Such was the faithfulness of God to her for her faithfulness to God. Today is the day when we rightly honor women and remind ourselves their contribution in God's plan. Scripture is full of examples of women and mothers who played a crucial role in God's kingdom through their faith, courage, and parenting skills. And they are still at work. My mother, Ruth, is a passionate Christian woman who served God many years through children ministry. Whenever and wherever she went, she shared stories of Jesus. She loved singing and singing praise of Jesus. She also loved praying and prayed a long prayer. And many times, me and my sister used to fall asleep when she was praying. And she used to get very upset about it. A very simple character, but full of passion for God and full of faith. She is the source of my faith, what I carry in my life. Whenever I think of our faith, the story of our faith, I remember Paul's words to Timothy, where in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul tells Timothy, the faith I had seen in you, I have seen in your grandmother Louise and your mother Eunice. And that same faith I can see in you. As a mother or parents, we can give a lot of things to our children. And faith is one of the beautiful things we can pass it on. I remember still a couple of weeks back, we had a picture of an adult and a child holding hand as we were praying. One of our prayer members got that picture. And that whole sort of meaning out of it was passing our faith to our children. And that's what we can do as a mother, as a parent, as we nurture and upbring our, and sort of raise our children. I'm sure many of you have great memories and great stories about your mother. But at the same time, I'm very much aware that some of us may have sad stories, bad memories, and perhaps a story which are not good, and tragedies. But from today's story, we learn that if we allow God to intervene, and if we allow God to work in our lives, He takes what is broken, mends it with His grace, and uses it for His glory. This morning, as we celebrate mothers, let's not forget fathers, grandparents, and other principal carers who look after children. We also thank to those who give silently and in an unrecognized way. So let us thank God together for all who nurture children and for all those who nurtured us and made us who we are today. Amen.